Solution. Technical Signet, 110, July 1964. I really can't remember this one. There was a period a long, long time ago when I was dashing out ideas and concepts and half-baked bits of dialogue to see if, magically, they would catch fire and become a decent short story or novel. Those that didn't make it were dumped in the bit bucket, and if you can remember what that means, then you have been around computers for as long as me. I must have written it and then danced away to try something else. Gold? Or is it diamonds this time? Pycroft swung round. What the... The inspector stepped through the tiny hatchway into the cockpit and pointed vaguely towards a small rear cabin. There is a very large parachute compartment back there. I had to throw out your parachute, though, so it's in your own interest that you watch the controls. Pycroft eased the joystick back. I'll have your hide for this, he muttered. After the indignity of a search at LeMay, you stow away on my private plane. Why don't you shut up? Suggested the inspector sweetly. There are just the two of us here, so we'll have less of the outraged citizen act. It doesn't suit you. He lit a cigarette and carefully refrained from offering one to Pycroft. Johann Pycroft, I arrest you in... What for? You can't prove a thing. Smuggling. Smuggling what? His arm slid slowly down between the seats to the small brass fire extinguisher. I don't know yet. However, you have made 15 trips over the mountains in these battered old aircraft in the past 3 weeks. You suddenly have a lot of money, and you are a known smuggler. So I say to myself, Gustav, I say, where is he getting all this money? And I answer myself, Gustav, mon ami, he is back in his old trade. You found nothing at LeMay. Pycroft grasped the extinguisher. Exactly. And so you must have brought it on to the plane since. Therefore you will please to turn the machine around and... He sidestepped neatly as the heavy extinguisher flew past him. Pycroft caught off balance, finished the swing in the center of the instrument panel.